The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words I speak unto you are spirit and light, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ through His minister, Reverend Busi Olabode, who believes you will be richly blessed.
Jesus came for life to be easy. Lord, we thank you. God bless you. We appreciate you for meaning that is coming to life since you came to us. Thank you for every soul that has met you. We'll meet you more and more. Every soul that has not met you, we'll meet you even this morning afresh again. And to be a good time for life to be defined, for hope to be restored to every soul, we appreciate you this morning. Glory and praise to you, the Son of God. In Jesus' name, we have sing a song. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord for this beautiful time. How is this season? It's just beautiful. We live in a different economy. Hallelujah. It's not easy to step outside the boundaries of Christ. It's crisis. Amen. The Lord has been so merciful to us. I want to also appreciate everyone in the house this morning. Please, you're welcome to this assembly this day in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me express my heart to somebody by your side. Are you welcome? It's nice to have you around today. It's just good to be together in a time such as this. Hallelujah. And also especially welcome all the and celebrate all the male men in the house in the season. Give the Lord a big hand for the male man. For the male man. Give thanks to God for what He has done. Hallelujah. Oh, bless the Lord for the male man. I thank God because God is not going to change our gender for eternity. Amen. So, if you're a man, better like to be a man, okay? I pity the transgender world. I don't know. There are going to be, even if God permitted to come to heaven, there are going to be disputable, confused people. Am I really a male or female? Amen. Thank the Lord He made them male and female. In the beginning, He made them male and female. And the male man is beautiful, he's handsome. Amen. Hallelujah. You just see this male man. He's handsome. Amen. Hallelujah. Even the posture of the male man is handsome. Wonderful. Hallelujah. My God. Praise God. Praise God. God is beautiful. I don't know how Adam looked like before, amen. Praise God. We give thanks to God for that. And it's time for our world to come to appreciate the wonderful creature in God's investment in the male man. Amen. Do you know that in the Holy Spirit of man, the male man has been the most blamed. Though the female man is the most judged. The female is the most judged. Hallelujah. If anybody is going to come to this church, it's not going to be because of a male man. It's going to be because of a female man. Because it doesn't cover his head. Issues with his boku. Amen. But where are you going to throw the blame? It's going to be on the pastor. It's going to be on the... Amen. in the home when a child is going bad, it is the mother. It's the one who says it's the mother. It's the man who's not responsible. So the male man is the most blamed, because actually is the one who has taken the most adventures. Praise God. Hallelujah. And actually is the most blamed because he's responsible. God gave him charge to take care of everything. And so it's time for restoration. Amen. What did I say? It's time for restoration. It's time for God's glory upon the male man to be praised. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The male man has called for many wars. You know how many times a female called for wars? No, it's male that called for war. They are the one that divide the kingdoms, divide the land. Praise God. Well, so it was time for the male man to restore peace back. And it was people that was, Jesus was the male man. You're not talking about that. Because he's the one who has caused the wahala, so he must be the one that will restore it. Praise God. So the duty, the onus is on you as an agent of God to bring order to our world. Amen. We give thanks to God for what he's doing. Redemption is restoring God's perfect will in creation. It's going to make creation beautiful. Because creation is going to come out in its most beautiful state, most beautiful way. Praise God. So I want to congratulate all the men in the house here. It's nice having you. You are just handsome people, wonderful people. Praise God. I say, male man, starting from who is the oldest here in age? Who is the youngest in the house? Who is the youngest male man in the house? Emmanuel, from Mr. Akiwani to Emmanuel. For us in the house, they are all male. Okay. We are not celebrating just men. We celebrate male. They are all men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So we bless the Lord for the blessings of his word in the past 2 days. And I trust the Lord is going to, you know, further make us. I hope heaven will help us to have our meetings better this year. And even he has suffered so much. He's the one that bears. So it tells me actually that he's part of the man. Oh my God, that's why you need shoulder. Everything lands on the real man's meeting. He's been a sacrifice, a lamb of sacrifice. But I trust heaven will help us to have more of the meeting. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord. I want to appreciate all our femina for being just there, standing and staying by our side. They are wonderful people. You know, in the meeting, they were there all through the meetings, and we enjoy it together, because defining the male man is defining the female man. You know, I'm talking about now. You know, in Christ, we actually won. Actually, one, but our responsibility is not exactly the same. Praise God. So let's just go into God's word this morning and see further what heaven will have to say to us. You know, one of the first person that God found in that manner of that wonderful heart was David. And David becomes a major reference, because that was the first man God will look at. And to tell us that I don't look at the externals of man. I look at into the heart. Let us not look at how you look, as it were. You could have taken that from your parents. And I can't change your posture. I can't change your figure. You are beautiful. Amen. Praise God. You are handsome the way you are. I can't change that. Amen. The day of disputation, you know, in those days when I was young and I was just tall or long. They call me long man, you know. You want to hide your height. You want to hide. And the more you are hiding, the more you are showing. Amen. And once this we say, come and address the public. Oh my God, what's going to happen there? I will disappear. But you can't do anything. You can't add a cubit to your stature. You are just beautiful the way and the way you are. If you are short, fine. Awesome. Amen. If you are tall, wow. Beautiful. If you are big, only don't build up too much fat, okay? Amen. Praise God. If you are big, beautiful. If you are slender, wow. But there's something that you have that is much more precious than the body. That's your heart. It's your heart. Your heart is a treasure. Your heart is the vessel of interest to God. I tell you, your heart is you. Because as a man thinketh in his heart, so is what? So the heart defines who you are. So you can say exactly why the old message of the gospel is investment on the heart. And amazingly, God owns the heart, also is the mind, and God is going to inherit the soul. Amen. Souls are God's inheritance. It's God's endowment. Your body, for example, was taken from the dust, and it's going to go back to the dust. And it's not going to go back to the dust. They must upgrade it by resurrection. Amen. You know that this body, flesh and blood, cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Flesh and blood cannot. It's not may not. Not we not. Cannot. So, flesh in terms of grade of life, and even this flesh itself, and this blood, they have to drain it out. Praise God. They have to upgrade the flesh into a resurrection standard if it's going to leave this sphere, or if it's going to live in eternity. Praise God. But you see, to God, the soul is so precious to Him, because the soul came to be by reason of His breath. He breathed into the man the breath of life, and the man became a living soul. And He gave man capacity to transfer it from generation to generation. So you can see that if it's righteousness gained in the soul, righteousness can be transferred. Are we right? Praise God. And if it is death could be transferred. So by death, by sin by death moved from Adam to all men. Because Adam inherited death. I went in the house, please. Death in his spirit, and his death in his spirit moved to his soul and moved on. So disobedience became a lifestyle. So what Jesus Christ came to do is to raise you from the dead, number one, and to purchase that soul. To that same soul that has inhabited death since the fall. That his soul will also be the show glass of righteousness. Hallelujah. Yes. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. So, it's beautiful that Jesus purchased, He called it with the precious blood. From vain, 1 Peter, let us read that place briefly. And we're going to go to the next places we have to look at today. 1 Peter. Hallelujah. 1 Peter. Chapter 1 verse 17, if you call on the Father without respect of persons, verse 17, are you there? Judge it according to every man's work. Pass the time of your sojourning here in what? In fear. For as much as ye know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things. Being redeemed means buy back. Somebody took over the soul before and began to use the soul as its own instrument that worked out its intention. So the earth is just a normal place of display of death. That's why the Bible says in Hebrews 9:14, how much more shall the blood of Jesus, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works. So every work that the soul has wrought after the fall are all dead works. Works that cannot give life, or cannot make alive, or cannot raise men to come to God. Men are perpetually cut off from God. That's what the soul has wrought all through. In building kingdoms and empires, they are all empires of death. They are all prison houses, where both the builder and those who inhabit it are all in captivity. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Even as great as Egypt was, as great as Babylon was, they were all empires, or empires of bondage. Both Nebuchadnezzar and Saul built the kingdom, and those who are there are all in captivity. That's why children of captivity. They were all in captivity, because actually that same Babylon is in captivity. Praise God. Without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works. So one of the greatest things that will happen to us at the end of the day through the blood of Jesus is that we will be able to offer to God living sacrifice. Living sacrifice means that the product of our life will be alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We'll be able to serve the living God. Serve the living God. Serve God who is alive. It means God is the owner of life and is the giver of life. The greatest revelation of God is that God is the God of life. Because the greatest thing that can ever ooze out from God is His life. It's called a God. God is not the God of the dead. He's the God of the living. He's the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Because when He met these guys, they woke up from the dead to life. The consciousness of the invisible came to their life. Hallelujah. And so He sent His Son to us, to the world, to come and raise the dead so they can come to life, so that the works of man can be alive. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, bless the Lord. Since Jesus came, I have lived. Since Jesus came, I live. And I can live much more. Because He lives in me. He's the one who gives me capacity to live. And by Him, everything I do can come to life, can come to eternal reckoning. To come to life means that times and seasons cannot expire it. Sometimes it's sorrowful for you to be alive while you're dead is dying. What can make a father so disappointed is to see his investment dying while he's alive. It's a sorrow to see the building he has invested so much on in the day of his youth, to see it abandoned, to see it decaying, to see it passing away, to see the children unconcerned, unconcerned about it. It breaks the heart of fathers. But through the message of God, a man like David has come to relevance. Nobody can remember. Amazingly, God did not allow David to build the temple. God did not allow him to build the temple, telling you that what will make relevance is not what you can see. A man who served God with all of his heart, I'm saying, and David served his generation by the will of God. What will have stayed on earth here as a relic of such exploit? God said, no, you won't build. Telling you that the good I see you in David is not what you can do with your hands. It's who you are. You are precious. You are beautiful. And how much we labor on earth to do something. To please God. No, God is not interested in your sacrifice. To obey is better than sacrifice. And to hearken than the fat of lambs. What God wants for us is to align with the divine intention. Then if peradventure wants to do anything outward, it will please him. The meaning is that it will be the pleasure of his heart. What does it mean? It will be alive. It will have eternal relevance. How much we labor about the things that perishes. I don't care about the things that are eternal. God is terrible. He said, you won't build the house, you won't build a temple, your son will do. And I those things are like getting your climax of service. If you're a carnal man, you'll be disappointed. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is restoring back man again. God is restoring back man to who man should be. Today what we praise and celebrate is not what God celebrates. And that's why sometimes our world is this way, especially Nigeria is this way. We have so much been relegated. Oh my God, we're not just from dust. I don't know where we are. Our values and concept of life is so low and so miserable. What do we want to start from? What do we start from? You build a house you don't need. Everything that our aspiration is the things we don't need. And it runs. It has always been there. Amen. That the way you know how great our kings is how big their palaces are. That's how you know how great kings are. But other nations have come to value life more than that. They have come to see values on those who affected lives. Those who raised their education from nothing to something else, they celebrate them. But God can raise. He can raise the dead. Like he said to the king, is it impossible for God to raise the dead? He said, you don't think it's impossible for God to raise the dead? Because with God, all things are possible. I know from the same rubble of Nigeria, great things will be raised to God. I'm telling you, great men will be raised back to God. But we need to meet the message of Jesus Christ for that to happen. It's not by assumption. Because the forces of our world is strong. Who will bring the change? Who will cause the change? Who will steer the change? There must be dead people who don't care about the praise of men. Hallelujah. Let's see this, what David said to Solomon. I like to read that place. First King. Praise God. Praise God. Chapter 2. Now the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and shew thyself a man. Because David has a concept of what a man should look like. Now, one of the great tries we have is that we don't have the right concept what a man should look like. A man, you know, those, like Paul would say, those who come and slap you and rob you, you praise them. They are the babake. Because your concept of man is somebody who comes to subjugate, somebody who appears unreachable. Somebody appears, that's who you honor. Until a man appears as if you cannot attend to him. Then by his eyes, you are forced to just say, babake. Not because you can, you know, I'm not honoring things, just the stature. So I have to amass so much to myself so that you feel I am a superman. And by that, you will just have to worship me. But sometimes, what men do you wonder? Does it make sense? Somebody in this town said he's going for the House of Rep. And he had one other young guy stand to contest for the same office. And he said, who is he? Where is he coming from? Like they told this guy, so you are inconsequential. Amen. Praise God. You tell him about a man of 46, 47, is he consequential? You tell a man who Nigeria has trained and at least he has a first degree and is doing wonderful things outside the nation, is he consequential? How would not be consequential? Because he doesn't have your money. He doesn't have the stolen money in your account. So what gives you that perception of inconsequential is not relevant. It's what you think you are stolen that this guy cannot access. And many times also you will appear as inconsequential also like that. That's when you appear on the street. When you walk and you meet them, you appear inconsequential. Amen. The Nigerian, the African leadership has been able to establish that. The way to keep them to serve you is keep them poor. It's across Africa. Keep them poor. Bring all the money to their account and make sure life is difficult. And that's why the economy of Nigeria is like this today. It's not as bad as this. It's not as bad as this. But the system of that rulership is that keep them poor so that they will always look up. If that works in the north, it's not the lifestyle of the western or the southern man. Much more in Christ Jesus, it's not our life. The trail of life is within. The trail of life is within. The trail of life is within. Your trial is who you are. A man out of a good trial of the heart bringeth that which is good. It means that a heart can be a trial. Because don't value that until you buy the first car, you don't feel you are arriving. Something is wrong with your definition. Somebody has sold a lie to your personality. So even when the car is not working, you have to just put that into Abraham. It's your glory, it's your virtue, it's your honor. Can't you walk honorably on the road if the car wants to kill you? Amen. You saw the nations, you see the leaders who take bike, who ride bike, not as a show of simplicity, as a lifestyle. So they will take the train. The same guys there go to the UK, take common train with everybody, and they laugh in there. But when they come in here to walk with you in the bus stop, it's a sorrow. Praise God. So the concept of a man must be well defined. Show thyself, Solomon. Show thyself a man. Praise God. So let's see, who is the man? Verse 3. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God. So a man is the one who has the Lord as his God. Is a man who hold, who stand on the earth here to represent or represent the Lord is God. If you are a man that does not have divine connection, not for your contract, divine connection for identity, because either with or without contract, your identity remains. You ask your identity, and it is who you are 24 hours of the day. Did you know that for God to make visible Jesus Christ, he raised him 30 years. In 30 years, as from a man's value, is a man or a boy in Israel who is inconsequential. It was a guy who was hid in the midst of many, just like David, the son of Jesse, was hid. In fact, the man of God came to the house there to anoint him. The father did not present him. Yeah. He was inconsequential. The father was coming to the house of Jesse. And in that feast, he must present his sons. They did not remember that David existed. Because in terms of position in the family, but it's not relevant. It's not first and second, it's the last born. And Luke is not an handsome guy, as it were. To a point that even to Samuel, what God was looking for should be among these ones. You know prophet in Israel? They had discernment and perception. They couldn't think by perception that there's no king among these people. That's how God can hear this treasure. We have a treasure in an hidden vessel, that the excellence of power should be of God and not of man. Nothing should define what you stand to be on the earth here. It doesn't matter where you came from. Doesn't matter. When everyone wants to bring you to a place, doesn't ask for a CV. It doesn't ask for the CV they ask for in the nation is for them. They ask for a CV. I God looketh not on the outward appearance. I God looketh on the heart. My treasure is in the heart. For Jesus, for all the investment of 30 years, it was just a 30 years show. Just to show 3 years. God invested for 30 years. Nobody will ever like that. It should be that when Jesus, but to the disciples, it was at 33 plus that they felt his arrival. Because for the first 3 years, the ministry was not accepted. Are we in the house, please? For just few people here and there, they were hearing him. He was just like, where is this Nazarene? Have you ever heard that any prophet arrives from Nazareth? Is that prophet? Have you ever seen one? Can anything good come out? And good is prophet. A prophet is good. Can any good thing come out of Nazareth? At 3 years of ministry, it was then that everyone was coming to that affirmation that this is sent of God. And for his disciples, it was a day to start ministry. Let ministry go to the next level. But for him, it was a day to close it, to move into an invisible ministry. Take ministry to a place where mere men will not sit anymore. It only takes those who believe. If you were the one after the resurrection, who will you show yourself first? The first? Where will you appear first? In fact, jargon. It will be a time to show them. That's not a popular way for governance. If you want royalty and governance, that's not the way. The way to make it is to show them. The Bible says for 40 days he was with them, with the disciples for 40 days. Showing to them with many infallible proofs. Being seen of them, he commanded them. Can you see? Did he command the world? Them. But he's not looking for the praise of man. He knows what matters, what is of value. God has to redefine to us life. And I like a song. Since Jesus came, I live. Since Jesus came, I live. I can live much more because he lives in me. Life just got worth living. Life just got more meaning. I like this. Life just got real meaning. Praise God. Keep the charge of the Lord thy God. I could see emphasis yesterday to walk in his ways and to keep his status and his God. Does it look reasonable? Now this is a man from another world view. David is not in your world view. It's another world view and is defining what makes a man really. Because that's what has made him. The whole of the book of Psalm 119 was exposition of the sojourn of David in knowing God. I have loved that commandment, that my necessary food. I have chosen that commandment. But you know the amazing thing is that David said, it is good that I have been afflicted, that I may learn thy law. So, he was a man who learned God in every season of life. And I discovered that you don't learn commandments just by reading the Bible. It's by what you go through. In the discipline of obeying God, your heart is developed when you begin to say, today I want to begin to obey God. That is when your heart begins to get developed. In your crisis, in your failure, in your whatever, your commitment to God will not make God leave you. Since you are committed to God, He will not leave you. He will never forsake you. So even when you are doing it wrong, it stays there. And get to the process of restoration. That process is a training for the heart. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He led me back in the path of righteousness for His name's sake. Yet though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me. So he knows that since he has chosen the Lord his God, it does not matter what he goes through on the earth here, he's not going to go. He's not going to leave him alone. God does not leave his own. So David came to know that. That God does not leave his own. They that know the name of the Lord shall put their trust in the Lord. They shall never be forsaken. If they put their trust in God, it shall never be forsaken. He knew that. So even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for Thou art with me. I know your rod and thy staff, they are comfort to me. They are not a problem to me. They are not grievous to me. They are comfort to me. They are tools of my training. That's private, that's personal experience. Let's see there. Verse 3, and his judgment and his testimony. As it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou doest. So it means that God is not just, it's not for you, God is for his will. And anybody who starts to his will, God is for that person. God doesn't know your name. You are not Abraham's child. He doesn't know your name. You are born in Africa. But anyone, anywhere on the earth here, who will tie his heart to the Lord is with him. If you can find his will, that's why Jesus Christ came to unveil the will of God. So every man will have the chance to be tied to God. He took it away from the children of Abraham as legacy. And he made it available to all men on the earth here. That though your pathway in the past may be of darkness, may be of witchcraft, you can make a difference. So believing in Jesus is not just a religious thing, it's a spiritual transportation. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and who has translated us into the kingdom of his dear Son. In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of sins. He delivered us and translated us. Come on, say, he delivered me. I can hear you, please. Who has delivered me? Who has delivered me and has translated me? So though I may be an African man, black in color, but I have a different heritage. And there are possibilities in God that God is waiting for us, even much more in Africa, that has been known as the land of the dark. I want us to know in this evening, we are not talking church. We are talking about God's people. God and his people. Praise God. Amen. So, you can see with David that God help David to locate his own relevance. Because as at the time of David, God's commitment is towards the law of Moses. What God was committed to on the earth. Why Israel is special. It's not for Israel's sake. Though he made promise to Abraham that of his seed, but you see, what he was stressing is what he will do to them that will change their heritage. Because why God promised Abraham, we knew that it was not his strength in natural he was talking about. Why God said to Abraham, I will bless thee and I will bless thy seed after you. He wasn't talking of Isaac. He wasn't talking of Jacob. He wasn't talking of Israel. He was talking of Christ. So So what God brought in that moment to make Israel special was the law. Without the law and Israel, God's promise to Abraham will still have stood. Do you understand what I'm saying? What I say, without Israel, the natural, without the law, God's promise to Abraham will have stood. Because God was not talking about Israel, the natural. God was talking about Christ. So if Christ had come, by whatever God means through Abraham's lineage in any way, it would have been that the promise of God to Abraham has been fulfilled. And because what God wants to do in the spirit, he also comes to the natural to play it out. So the spiritual and the natural can agree together, align to bring forth God's intention. God has to move the promise in the natural display as shadow through Abraham's natural seed, Isaac. So why he said to him, go and sacrifice your son Isaac. He was recording that it's not Isaac. Amen. It's not Isaac. It's another one. But through Isaac, let me make a display of a shadow. So he moved to Isaac, to Jacob. Jacob to Israel. Israel to the city of Patriarchs. And the nation was born. And the nation would not be God's nation without the law. So God brought the law in there to ensure that what is producing will be of God. Hallelujah. So everything in that generation that we bear God's commitment must be attached to the law. As I said in Joshua 1:8, this book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night. For in it you will make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt have good success. For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and thou shalt. So it's not you prospering, it's the Lord that is prospering. So anywhere the law is firm, the thing will prosper. Amen. You know, David was not a perfect man in terms of human righteousness. For God to say, this heart is good. His heart is committed to what God is committed to. At that time, there are many things on earth that God is not committed to. So God was not committed to having one wife. So if you want to have 10 wives, by that law, it's okay. Amen. And sometimes some people are so, you know, how can God say that? How can, when we restrain anybody, we restrain through the eye of the New Testament? No. I went in the house, please. I would like to ask this. There could be people in Arabia that God is committed to. If he choose a man there and show himself in a manner to that man, in that manner, he will be committed to that person. He may not be after the eternal order. That's what he said. You know, he said to Cornelius. And Peter said, now I know that God is not a spiritual person. But in all nations, they that do righteousness. Remember, Cornelius was not born again. But he was doing righteousness based on a requirement. Amen. So God is not going to judge the unbeliever the way he will judge me. They don't have my law. You understand what I'm saying now? But they could have a law of their conscience, in which they are required to walk in for certain things to happen. That may not bring them to Christ. So God is no respecter. God is mindful of every nation, every man that doeth what is revealed to him as righteousness. At least to his conscience. Amen. But to a Jewish man who has an heritage, the law is God's revelation. Praise God. Hallelujah. So sometimes the way God treats unbelievers sometimes baffles you. He doesn't know God. You don't know on what platform he's dealing with God. Some are just very kind in their heart like that. And they have shown kindness at certain points in their life. That God says, wow, this kindness amazes me. I even go to church, I can see this kindness. Yeah. That's what happened to the son of Jonadab. That family was not a special family. When Israel was going away from God, they all went away. But see, their father told them some things. You must not take one. This is your mouth. Must not take one. They are not Nazarenes. It's just their father's training. And while God was going to correct Israel, he repaired them. He said, go and bring that dome of that house. He told the prophet, go and bring him, the children there, and give them drink in the temple. I mean, so make it holy. Maybe if you give them in their house, they'll reject. Bring them to the temple and let them drink. This family were so committed to their father's instruction that even in the temple, which you make holy, what is not holy? They refused to eat the drink. And God said, hey man, imagine. A man is already still ready not to drink, and they can keep to it. A man. Why not? And the one, my people is there. They won't do my will, though I am God to them. You know what he said? Those of the house of Jonadab will not, they will be not be lacking a man. Henceforth, bring that house to be part of the priesthood. That training, I need that training. It's good. So it means that any good quality, God does not overlook it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So if our expectation for a son like Buhari, for example, who is a Muslim, if he has come to Nigeria and has brought a change that is required, God will say, you have done well. It doesn't mean we'll take him to heaven. That's why it's not wrong to vote for a Muslim. If quality we are looking for is not in a Christian, and they have it, we are sure they will do it well, we can give it to them. But from proofs over time, it has been shown that they cannot do it well. They will be tribalistic or religiously bad doctrine. Good luck was there. He was supposed to be our brother. He was not handling money well. We say it's not good. But other ones will not say the house is not good. Even when things are going bad, that's evil there. You will explain everything that's wrong. Why it's not really wrong? When God sees that nature, he will swear that kind of leadership will not stand anymore. No, that's what he does. You know, God raised up her. What's the name of this? After Solomon, God raised up his son, Rehoboam. And because of the behavior of Rehoboam and Solomon's father is Rehoboam, God raised up Jeroboam. God tore a nation of 12 tribes, tore it, and gave 10. Imagine that. 10. He only returned 2 because of David. If Jeroboam had come there and has done well, if he has done well, though it is not written about his tribe to lead Israel, God will engraft it. God has that. He knows how to do that. He will cross-fertilize. He can even make it so bad that one person will sleep with the other house of Judah. He will do one thing funny, rugged somewhere there and achieve his purpose. God said, I gave you 10 and you're not okay. Your eye is still over the 2 remaining. Your house will not stand. Can you see that? Amen. I want the house to get up, please. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, for David, for Solomon, there is a commandment on ground that they have to obey for God to be committed to them. That commandment is what will make their heart good. No heart is good. It is a commandment that trains a heart to be good. That's why what you do to the commandment, what you, your response to commandment determines your portion. Because he said, good master, I said, not what is good. So there's no good person. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The morning session today was beautiful, very beautiful. It was just in tandem with what was flowing to me from the knowing the Spirit for today's meeting. So the commitment there is the law of Moses, okay? Do you understand what I'm saying? The commitment is the law of, so it's the trainer of the heart. That's why, you know, David said, for the Lord is perfect, converting. That's with Psalm 19. Psalm 19, huh? 19 is 19. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Say converting. So the job of the law is to convert. So no soul is good. It is the law that makes a soul good. Do you get it? So what you do to the law determines the hope or the future of your soul. When you are hearing the law and you harden your heart, you know your heart before was not hardened. But when the law comes to you, you will put a behavior. If you embrace the law into your heart, the law works in you, the goodwill. If you love the law, like that, do you say, I love thy law than all my food. All my necessary deities and kingly royal, I love thy law more than it. So when you love the love you have of the law will make the law to make thy heart good. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise. Where does wisdom lie? Lies in the heart. So that man is a wise man. Forget about it. He may have natural wisdom, but when it comes to wisdom of the Spirit, what they call spiritual wisdom, it is the testimony that maketh the heart wise. Now, sometimes after you have journeyed in the law of God for something like 10 years, 20 years, you can't even remember how you used to be. It has, without you knowing really, over 10 years, it has changed your nature. A very harsh person. For example, I don't like having a baby. I don't like, my person doesn't. But I also discovered that, okay, like I carry, I ran this morning, for example, and she was stopping the mother. I said, bring her. But I just began to play with her, walk with her. She slept off. That's not my real person in the natural. I don't have the patience of, I like things, tenderness, I don't have it. But there's a way, over years, you are just changed. You don't know you have changed. It's the law. This thing you are hearing is not empty. It has life, power to change. You know, the person is terrible. I say, can you hear the word of the Lord? Can you hear the law for a moment? Can you? No, if you can hear it and it's not reacting against it, I am too sure it will change. The time, I don't know. You can't hear what we say in 10 years. It's impossible. It means that either you are reacting, and if you are reacting, the water will separate you with time. But you are hearing with a good heart, with a good heart, with a good heart, you will bring fruit. That's what it is explained by the good soil. They are there which with good heart receive the word. And they went on and bare forth fruit in their season. Some 30, some 60, some 100-fold. But definitely speaking, they will bear forth fruit. And I remember that actually that nobody arrived at 100 at the same time. They all began at 30. So it tells me that if you abide in me, and I'm going to abide in you, I will purge you. That you may bear forth what? More fruit. So if you begin at 30, very soon, if you keep on, you will get to 60. And the same person today who has at 60 will get 100 if you keep on. It's telling you the destiny of the world. It's not talking about who is the man. It's just telling the destiny of the world. Praise God.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. We thank you, the Father of light. Thank you, Jesus. For behold, I grant unto you entrance, for there is a door that you must go in through, and there is a light that will usher you into that door. For there is a glory that is in that door that you must go in through. Yes, in that day, your nature will be altered completely. As you enter through this door, it's the door of conversion. There is a conversion that you might be able to carry my glory.
Yeah.
For my glory is your honor.
Yeah.
Until I glorify you, you are not honorable. For what beautifies you is my glory upon your nature. And that is why I am sending light that will usher you into that zone where you are no longer the same. You cannot be the same as you follow my light. For this is the light that maketh the world. This is the light that maketh the world. As you hear, as you hear, as you hear, that which is of you will begin to come to me, and I will begin to give that which is of mine to you. But there is a door that you must enter in through, and that door, there is a glory that will rest upon the nature that I have changed. You will not stay. You will not stay with me if you are not willing to be altered. For my light is altering light. My light is altering light. My light is the light that alters. And if you want to have a part in me, you must be willing to receive and let my light abide in you. Abide in you, that my glory might be revealed also in you, see the Lord.
Thank you for access, Lord, to light. The entrance of thy word giveth light. It giveth understanding. Thank you for the door of understanding. Thank you, Lord, for the door. Thank you. It's going to be so much help to access understanding in this season. God is sending, God is sending mercy. Sending mercy. God is heaven is sending mercy. It is due time for glory. It's due time. And glory will not rest until this formation. Thank you. Thank you for this. This season is bringing grace for alteration. Alteration. No matter how difficult it has been, no matter how hard it is, no matter how you've been fashioned, no matter what lineage you came from, this is the moment of remolding. It's the moment of recreation. It's the moment of transformation. It's the moment of formation. New formation. The former formation has been broken. and a new formation is emerging. A new. You are here. A new is coming out from you, from I, from man. A new is coming. A new identity. A new reality. A new face. A new face. Yeah, the face, the beauty, the face of the Lord, the face of the commandment, the face of the law of God, the face of the Lord is shining forth. It's shining forth. The Lord is placed. He's going to place His name upon us. His authority. His authority upon us by reason of process, by reason of accomplishment of the process. He's going to make His name to rest upon us. Yeah. It's season for honor. It's season for glory. It's season for honor. And it's time for those who seek the Lord for this purpose to wait and to wait until there is performance. There's a reason for those who seek the Lord for glory, honor, and for immortality, that they will press into life. They will press into the reality of the spoken word. They will press into the reality. They will break into understanding. And the stamp of this image will be busted upon our inner frame. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, a new people. Yeah, a holy people. A peculiar treasure. Treasure of God on the face of the earth. Through whom the will of God, the hidden will, the hidden intention of God will be fulfilled in this day. In the midst of man. Men with a different strength, with a different sight, a different passion. Ribado Sapada, Ribado Noshida, Kapaya Manasi, Eliabota Ashkataya, Bremalodo Susulia Motaha, Shalabala Marota Sosubada, Arushkahata Libahana Siasia Laba, Shabana Antos, Librabalashka, Bremaloso Subalia Pasha Rabala. With God, all things are possible. We are with God. Elia Mashada, we are in the realm of possibilities. Elia Bata, Henena Sasia Doshka, Rabobosheta Lebrahana Siapanena Shandaya. Jesus, you are true. You are true. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Praise God. The old pathways have been opened. So you can see that God is committed to something. Let me read this verse to you in 1 Kings chapter 14. 1 Kings 14. Verse 7. Go tell Jeroboam, thus saith the Lord God of Israel, for as much as I have exalted thee from among the people, and made thee prince over my people. Not say over my people. They're not your people, they're my people. My people Israel. So you can see that God's interest is on our corporate existence. God's interest is on the nation. Of God, not just on Nigeria, on the nation of God. Verse 8, and I ran the kingdom away from the house of David and gave it thee, and yet thou hast not been as my servant David, who kept my commandments and who followed me with all his heart to do only right, in my eyes. So David was not doing what he was right in his conscience. What was the eye of the Lord in those days? The eye of the Lord was the law. That was the eye of the law. When the Lord shines his eye upon the tabernacle, He shines upon the holiest of all. He shines his light through the cherubims upon the mercy seat. And mercy seat is available because of the tablets. So the tablets is the place of God's illumination. So when the eye of the Lord is shining, it's shining upon the tablet. So if you want to see the eye of the Lord, just look at the law of the Lord. Go back to Psalm 19. Verse 8. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. So you can say, they don't, when Pastor Mim was saying, it must not be grievous. It's always going to make the heart leap for joy. Because you see hope. You see future. While on the earth, you see gloominess on the earth, but you see hope. Rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure. What does it do? Enlightening the eye. So the Lord is an enlightener. What's going to make Queen of Sheba to leave the south, to join through the wilderness to Jerusalem, is the law. That old temple was just a show fort. It's a masterpiece of show fort of what the law can do. The law can do much more than that. And so when they trusted in the temple, God sent the enemy to destroy it. Because the temple is not the source. The law is the source. Is the source. Well, the Lord is a spirit. It's a spiritual spirit. So when the Lord is working on you, it's goodwill. Nobody will know it. Nobody will see it. But the Lord is not physical. The Lord is spiritual. In one of the experiences of David, he was telling Solomon exactly how he got to where he is. Let's read that place today and see how we can begin to see how to round up today. Praise God. First Chronicle. Amen. Verse 11. Then David gave to Solomon his pouch, his son. The chapter 28. Sorry. First Chronicle 28. So you can see all the law is just one law. Can you see that? All the law is just one. It's just one law. Jeroboam was, you know, Jeroboam, no, he didn't value the law. Because in the law, God has chosen Jerusalem. It was not Solomon that chose Jerusalem, it was the Lord. And sometimes you can be angry with the person. And be angry with the God of the person. And that happens most of the time. Yeah, it happens like that. It's good you hate, you don't like the man's face. But don't hate the God who is doing the work. Yeah. Once you do that one, you will stumble there. For example, some people will not teach eternal life because there is a place where they are known with the teaching of eternal life. I'm saying, the eternal life teaching, that's all about it for you. That's all about it. That's all about it. Once you take that position, the door of life will be locked against you. Because it's not about me, it's about the message itself, which is complete without me. You understand what I'm saying? And so you can offend like that. So the fact that he saw Solomon as the son of David. He saw Jeroboam as the son of Solomon. He saw him as a weakling he could override. He also feels that God's commitment to Jerusalem is dangerous. If people keep on going to Jerusalem to worship, they have to be with Jeroboam. But God said, I gave you. What God gave you, no man can take from you. If it's God who gave it to you, then it's given to you. For no one can receive anything except it is given. May the Lord teach our hearts. God is not God of equality. He's God of equity. What did I say? So we may never be equal as it were, but we ensure that things are done properly. Nobody will be a slave. He will give your own to you also. If you give one 10, he gave one 5. He will ensure he gave one at least one. And the amazing thing is that the one with one, if we appreciate it much, the 10 can flow back to him. No, riches has wings. He does not know anybody's number as number. That's why you want to give your children legacy. Give them faith. Give them love. Give them hope. Give them the gospel. You have baptized them with a legacy that cannot be taken from you. He said, concerning Mary, he said, Mary has chosen that which is good. And what he has chosen cannot be taken away. It's unfortunate. It's unfortunate, but it cannot be taken away. He has chosen what cannot be. When they get it, they don't lose it. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. May we labor for what is good. Amen. Just say labor not for that which. Why are you like this one? Labor for that which endureth forever unto eternal life, which the Son of Man has come to give. Praise God. So, let's see this. Verse 11. Then David gave to Solomon the son, the pattern of the porch, and of the houses thereof, and of the treasures or the treasuries thereof, and of the upper chambers thereof, and of the inner palace thereof, and of the place of the mercy seat, and the pattern of all that he had, by what? By the spirit of the courts of the house of the Lord, and of all the chambers round about, and of the treasuries of the house of God, and of the treasuries of the dedicated things. David got the old details. Let's see. Verse 19. How did he get it? All this said David, the Lord made me to understand in writing. By what? Is it by the law of Moses? So while others were following just the code of the letter of the law, a man was following the spirit of the law. Because the word of God is both spirit and word. Not the letter kill it. Spirit give it life. I like you this morning that you know the letter does not mean you have the spirit. And to know that the Bible is not just a code of instruction. The Bible is the book of guidance to the life. What did I say? He just said that clearly in John 5, is that 9? Ye do err, not knowing the scripture, nor the power of God. Just as made a clear distinction, such the scripture. For in them ye think ye have eternal life, and they are they which testify of me. So it tells you that the scripture is different from himself. The scriptures are just guide. But if you stay in the scripture with your eye on the Lord, his eyes will lighten upon the scripture and life will come to you. Your gain is life. That's the portion of those who wait upon the Lord. When you wait upon the Lord, you need strength. Because strength is in the Lord. It's not in the scripture. Are we in the house, please? Strength is in the Lord. But you need the guidance of the scripture not to fall out of place. Praise God. So scriptures are witnesses or guide to life. So David knew that and was going to hand over that legacy to his son Solomon. When I say obey commandment of the Lord, it means that while you stay in the commandment, the hand of the Lord will rest upon you and give you illumination. No wonder that David moved into the reality of the law. He restructured the tabernacle. Oh my God. There are fallow ground in life that are on common space in the spirit that is meant for those who will follow the Lord. You will see what has been kept away from man for time immemorial. He came to the tabernacle of Moses and restructured it. He brought in singers into it. He brought in prophets into it. Testifying that the tabernacle is going to exist in the new, in the day of the come, where all men will be part of. All men. No wonder he said he would restore back the tabernacle of David that was in ruin, not of Moses. Yet the tabernacle was not existing, as it were, existing in posture in the law. But the law has a reality. For the end of the law is Christ. When you look into the law and you look in the spirit of the law, you will begin to see Christ. It may not be clear, but in the picture. So David brought a tabernacle of worship that was close to the New Testament. I went in the house, please. It was the actual picture of the old of the New Testament. Was the picture of the shadow of the New Testament. It's more accurate than law of Moses. Amen. That tabernacle of Moses actually was not by God, but was not from the nature of the Lord. It was given by the hand of angels as a temporary mediating structure. Amen. I went to the house, please. That one does not incorporate all men. It only allows some people to represent all men. That's why God took only one tribe, Levi, to operate the tabernacle. Amen. They are doing that to represent the whole house of Israel. As the whole house of Israel represent the whole of humanity. You know what I'm saying? But speak of family now. God is coming back to man. He's saying that I have my mind on all men. That all men in everywhere may worship. Can we see the version of that in the book of Acts of the Apostle? Who was preaching? I said, it's not Stephen. I think it was Stephen that was preaching there. That should be in Acts 7. So that is the prophet speaking, in that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David that is fallen, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up its ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old. He was speaking about the New Testament. I will bring it back again. Amen. Praise God. Now, okay, Acts. Thank you very much. Which also our father, Acts 7:45. Are you there? Thank you, PJ. Which also our fathers that came after brought in with Jesus. That's Yehoshua. Into the possession of the Gentiles. Whom God drove out before the face of our fathers. Unto the days of David. Who found favor before God and desired to find a tabernacle for the God of Jacob. But Solomon built him an house. Howbeit, the Most High dwelleth not in temples, made with hands, as said the prophets. Heaven is my throne and earth is my footstool. What house will you build me, said the Lord? Or what is the place of my rest? Have not my hands made all these things? You stiff neck. I'm uncircumcised in heart and ears. Ye do always resist the Holy Ghost. As your fathers, so do ye. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Move forward a little bit, please. Let's see if it's in that place. Praise God. I know there's a scripture where it says that all nations may worship God. Samuel said that tabernacle is a representation of a day when all nations worship. It should be somewhere in the Acts of the Apostle. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. How did he get in there? Because he moved into the law and the spirit of the law. I want to house this. So, a time comes in now. Can you check me the scripture? He also mentioned, David mentioned that by the hand of God upon me and through my afflictions. I think I like that place. He mentioned the spirit upon him and the afflictions he went through to receive the pattern of the law. So, I want to ask you that. So you see, David handing over the tabernacle to his son. He didn't get there one day. It was the sum total of the work of David. That was a summary of David's work with God. When he got the perfect pattern. Because after Solomon built the tabernacle, the glory of God descended as a confirmation that that pattern is right. You remember in the book of Exodus that when Solomon, when Moses raised the temple, the tabernacle, when he has finished it, the glory came down. As a mark that the pattern is accurate. So that pattern is the sum total of the work. So every day he's learning the commandment. What is he learning? He's learning the law. He's learning the life. He's learning the tabernacle. Praise God. Now, you will arrive at the point where you can do all God's will one day. It won't appear like that. Nobody's born with that. It's a training of everyday obedience and following of the Lord. That's why they will treat our heart with every issue of life. They will train you in abundance. They will train you in plenty. They will train you in lack. They will train you when it is dry. They will train you when it is cold. They will pass through all seasons. Why? The word of the Lord is perfect. It's like gold tried in the fire 7 times, but it's pure. So if it is going to be the law or the word of the Lord, it must be tried. I went to the house. Say, I've chosen thee through the furnace of affliction. In the process is when our heart is made better. Your best is yet to come. You have just begun a good journey. But the one who has begun a good work in you can perfect it. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Do you understand that even at the point with the way Jesus was has walked with the Father, up till the cross, he knew he would die. But the death of the cross is going to be the finality of the crucifixion of the will of Jesus Christ. He has been dying, but he needs to die properly. Are we in the house, please? Because he's going to open a new covenant by his will. If by his will, then his will must be totally God's will. So when you hear the word that he humbled himself to death, even the death of the cross, it means the death of the cross is the final sacrifice that will crucify the will. No wonder that night, as he saw death, not just dying, he saw death as death. He saw death as departure. He saw death as separation. He saw death as the life in Sheol. That night, he wept. That night, he prayed strongly. That night, he asked for strength. That night, he contested with every choice to reject it. To tell you what makes a man is his will. What makes you bro is your will. Your capacity to do and to undo. To choose in your house what house this will be is your will at work. To decide to pack out of your house is your choice, is your will. You know many times when a man is tired of whatever, he loses taste of food. You know that? When women are tired, they cry. When you make a woman tired, she can just begin to cry. When a man is tired, he doesn't cry. He loses taste. Giving food is not interested. Giving sex is not interested. Why? His will has been tampered with. His will is his strength. His will is his person. His will is his ego. And that will is what God wants to use. God wants to convert that will to his own will. So that your will be his will. What he wants to do is it's going to be what you will do normally. That is not done easily. It's a training. It's a process. But the law can convert you. Behold, I have refined thee, but not with silver. I have chosen thee in the furnace of affliction. Know what that David said? Many are the affliction of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him from them all. The Lord is the Lord. It's not his strength. It's the Lord. It's the Lord. The Lord delivered him all. If God has reserved any strength in Jesus at death, maybe we'll have added his strength to raise him up. You know what he did? He handed over everything. He died completely. He kept nothing back from God. No wonder God had highly exalted him. God had to raise him up. If the Son has not come to raise him up, he would die finally there. He let go all his anointing. He let go everything he has. Every authority God has given him, he let it go. He relinquished them totally. No wonder God gave him something that no man can get. Because no man will ever relinquish all his authority that way. You will hang it somewhere. And before it fails, it may be an experiment that will fail. If it fails, boy, we can cause something to happen. He gave it all. Hallelujah. He gave it all. We don't get to that same place in our life, we'll give it all. Grace will be abundant so much that it's weak. Let me tell you one thing. To get things done on the earth exactly the way heaven does them is not easy. That's the prayer of the Lord's Prayer. That our Father was in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done where? As where? As it is in heaven. The highest challenge of heaven is how the earth will replicate heaven exactly. And the place, the vessel of transport is your heart. It's the heart. You can see how precious the heart is. How precious that Jesus died. One man's death took care of sin. Because he died according to the will of God. That man that died was the exact copy of what should be sacrificed. So you see, when John saw him, behold the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. Look at him, he's the one. He was not endowed from heaven, he was made. It's not an endowment. That's why when God also gave him the anointing, he didn't endow him. It's not just something you dash. You don't dash it. He was made. You're paying an excellent name. It was not dash. You obtained it. Do you know what I say? You obtain a degree? The guy obtained BSc, MSc. What the guy do? He went through process. If you don't go through process, they will give you honorary. And to remember them ever remain honorary. And there are people that like doctor. They like doctor and they want to be doctor, but you don't know what it means to be a doctor. Go and pay the price. Not honorary. Amen. I win the house, please. You obtain an excellent name than they. Why? Because he offered what they cannot offer. All the angels have their will. Amen. Praise God. Have you ever heard Gabriel say, I am Gabriel? That shall not speak. He didn't say by the word of the Lord. He said, that shall not speak. He's using his power and his will. And because he's a cherub, they have to obey. And the man Zechariah was dumb. To the day of the name of the boy, he was dumb. And then he said, thou shalt not. This man said, he said, in his heart, he said, I will exalt my throne. I will. No wonder Paul said, I am crucified. So all the process of my training with the Lord is crucifixion. Nevertheless, I live. Not yet I that live, but Christ liveth in me. The life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith. That so what crucified him? Faith of the Son of God. The faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. So there is training yesterday. Now all you will hear in the New Testament is the teaching and discipline of the training of the law, which they were reading yesterday here. That's the whole of the New Testament. And it means that the whole of the New Testament is how to train you to break and take away your will. By that, whatever heaven will not do, you will have no interest. They will, in the training, they will tamper with your taste board, with your desire. It's not going to be a verse of the Bible. You're not going to quote the Bible, a verse of the Bible. No. It will be life transport. Praise God. So we can leave. Come on, say we can leave. And I will leave. Come on, say I will leave. It means to leave is to be crucified. That's been of the leave. Each time you say, I leave, it's that you're crucified. They that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and the lust. So when we're saying that the church is the hope of Nigeria, we're not just trying to say one political thing. No. We're saying the man in Christ, that man, that pattern man that God has raised, is the man that will do God's will in Nigeria. Until we get there, our case is different. Our case is different. Why? We have no legacy. From our forefathers, from our tradition, we have no legacy. So the gospel is to bring God's own legacy on here, amen, and bring us a godly heritage. Praise God. I see a possibility. I see a reality. I see something real. I see a reality. Can you see the reality? Can you see it? This is the reality we're talking about. That's the reality. It's the training of God. For as many as are led by the Spirit, they are the sons of God. Those who are trained by the Spirit. Who the Spirit has trained. Tutored by the Spirit. Tutored by the law. It's called the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Romans chapter 8. For there is therefore now no condemnation to them who are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after what? After the Spirit. For the law, I let that word, for the law of the Spirit of life in Christ. So the New Testament is the law of the life, of the Spirit of life in Christ. Jesus made me free. Can you see? Ask, come and say, made me. Come and say, made me. So it's a making process. When you are saying that the Spirit is writing this law in my heart, it's a making process. In the last days, I will write my law in their heart. I will take away the heart of flesh, the heart of stone. I will put the heart of flesh. What is going to put the heart of flesh? Is the law. I will put the heart of flesh. I will write my law in their heart. And nobody will say to me, no one, know the Lord. But all will know me from the beginning to the end. From the youngest to the old, they will all know me. Because I will write my law in their heart. That law is the Spirit. Is the bread. It's what God breathed upon David. You will understand from within you. You will just know it within you that this is real, this is true. You will gain strength in the inside. It's not confession. It's not, no, it's not some masculine demonstration. No, it's a reality that lies in the heart. Just as much as you know your name, they call your name, you say, this is my name. That is how a new name will be written. That's why I said that day when I write the name, nobody will know the name. I said either received the name. You will know you have a new name. You will know you have a new identity. In that day, money will fail. Can we bless the Lord this morning? I appreciate the Lord for what His message is doing in our lives and season, that we're going to find grace to continue with. Thank you, Father, for the. Can we just appreciate the Lord for the new generation of men? There's going to be a new generation of men on the earth here. I'm saying even men on the earth here. They will stand to bring restoration. They will bring restoration. There's going to be restoration time for men. They will restore the old paths. Yeah. In their days, many things will, they will be strange. Will be strange. Will be far away. Will be outside. Lord, we thank you this day. We give praise to your name, Jesus. Thank you, the Son of God. Thank you. Lord, we give thanks to you. Brash kapote mavresa sombolia. Barata asa. Mengresh kapote anasibalad. Remanesh game over susunda. Barata asida. Lord, we thank you. We've been made. Yeah, your hand is making me. Your hand is forming me. A new kind of man is coming on the earth. Yeah? Yes. That will hold the scepter. That will hold the authority for righteousness. Thank you, Jesus. It's not a church matter. It's just a life matter. It's life matter. It transcends beyond the way we are today. Here, yeah. It goes with us everywhere we go. It goes with that. It's an identity discovery. It goes with us everywhere we go. Thank you, Father. It commands our relationship, commands our fellowship, commands our allegiance, commands our communion, commands everything about us. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we bless you this day. We give glory to you, Jesus. Son of God, thank you. 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 Lord, we thank you. Lord, thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. If you are a man in the house, a main man, stand up on your feet. Stand up on your feet this morning. You are a main man. Masotondo. Jesus, Eliabata, Mokuroto Susuna, Shalabala Rata Sabanata Hasi. Lord, we bring every man here to you this morning. Son of God, we bring every man to you here this morning. These ones you have set on earth with a high responsibility to keep your trust in the midst of men, to keep your trust, to keep your order, to keep your order, to keep all things under you, to make the earth obey you. Lord, to hear this morning, this is just a representation of your people on the face of the earth. Thank you, Mighty Father, because you have them, they are yours. Lord, we ask you this morning, O God, by your mighty hand, as it came upon your Son, Jesus Christ, as it came upon his father, David, as he energized and empowered him to do your will. I ask you this morning, in the name of Jesus Christ, that your hand will rest upon your children. Let your hand rest. Lord God of heaven, rest. Rest by your spirit. Rest. Rest for help. Rest for help. Rest for help. And you will rest these ones. Rest them. Rest them, my Father. Rest them. Rest them. Make them pillars. Make them pillars. Make them pillars. Make them entities. Oh God, of relevance. Entities that are dependable. Responsible. Responsible to you. Responsible under you. Lord, I pray this morning, oh God, that you will rest with your spirit. Kabala Shandalabane. Rikado Sata. Shalia Manatasia. Abelia Rashtepadera. Masondalihanasia. Let the grace. The grace. The grace of God. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, strengthen them. To hold them. Empower them. Lord God Almighty, empower them. Let them not be weary. Let them not be tired. Let them not be weary. Let them not be tired. Give them strength to stand. To stand in the days, oh God, the days of assault. The days of assault. To stand in the days. To stand in the days that is ahead of us. To stand in the midst of their generation. To declare your day. To declare your day. To declare your day. In the name of Jesus Christ. Cause them to prosper by the law of the spirit of life. Cause them to prosper. Everyone here to prosper. Prosper, prosper, prosper. And there will be that man that is planted. They will be planted in the court of the Lord. They will be planted in the court of our God. They will be planted to become a mighty tree. That will bear forth mighty trees. Bear forth fruit in season. Prosper in every work. Prosper in every labor. In the name of Jesus Christ. Keliambo Sata. Labona Shkahataya. Barona Nasasibalea. Arabalashe. Eliabadima Sata. Arushka Panashevra. Eliba Ase. Eliba Ase. Eliba Ase. Eliba Ase. Cause them to be different. Make them a difference in their days. A difference in their generation. A difference in this nation, Nigeria. A difference in this generation. A difference in their world. A difference by your will. Let them become agents of transportation. Agents of performance of your will on the earth. In the name of Jesus. Let your good purposes of God prosper through them. Thank you, my Father. Lord, we appreciate you. We thank your name, O God. Let not the wicked afflict them. Let not the son of wickedness, O God, live to afflict them. Keep them. Keep them from evil. Keep them. Keep them from death. Keep them from Satan. Keep them from every fall. Keep them. Keep them strong. Keep them standing. Keep them. Keep them responsible. Keep them. Keep them by their name. Thank you, my Father. Lord, we appreciate you this morning. We give all the glory to you. Thank you. For the next 1 year. Just the next 1 year from now. A different people. Entirely will emerge here. A different people. With different perception. With different judgment. A different people. With different insight. With different foresight. A different people whose heart has cleaved unto the Lord. A different people who are prospering in the will of God. A different people who are seeing possibility in the midst of impossibility. A different people who are seeing how God will work out his purpose on the earth here. A people who are standing on the earth to represent heaven to cause his will to prosper. These are the people I see on the earth in the next 1 year. I thank you, Father. I just want to praise on him. I thank you. We give all the glory to you this morning. Thank you. In business, in every investment, these ones will prosper. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Your ideas will visit them. Your thought will visit them. Your intention will find a free flow through their lives. In the name of Jesus Christ. Through them, the 7 and 1 will be protected. Through them, every abuse and assault against the 7 and 1 will be pushed away. Through them, the various habitations will be kept safe. Thank you, my dear Father. Lord, we want to appreciate you this morning. We give all the glory and all the praise to you. We exalt your mighty name. In Jesus' most precious name, we pray. What do we say? What do we say? Let's give the Lord a big hand this morning.
We believe you have heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the word that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us and any of our meetings You can join us for Lively Friends and Partners Forum first and third Saturday of every month by 8 a.m., on Wednesdays by 5 p.m., and Sundays by 8 a.m., all at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 at JME College Road, Ondo. For more information, please call 0703-895-5483 or 0803-850-6491. Or you contact us at livemanifestation@yahoo.com. Remain blessed.